836 at WGCL. Thank you for being with us. It is the Glass in the Morning radio program. News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. And on a very busy Tuesday continuing, we've been nonstop today. Keith's been out. He'll be back on Thursday. Don't worry. We catch up with the superintendent of RBB Schools. It's our good friend, Dr. Mike Wilcox. Dr. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How about you?
Beautiful sunny day. We don't have to juggle a bunch of calendars trying to rearrange dates and events, at least not in the early part of the week. I can't believe, like I talked to Dr. Judy DeMuth earlier, it's the 25th day of April. We're going to blink, and you're going to be getting ready for graduation for the high schools, for the middle schools, for everything else. We've only got a month of school left. Tell me what's going on out there at RBB.
Well, hey, you know, it's always sunny and 70 degrees in western Monroe County, so.
Absolutely.
But, hey, as always, we have a ton of things going on. A couple nice recognitions that I want to mention. I mentioned this at the last board meeting a week ago, Monday. Our junior high band program was recognized by the ISSMA, Indiana State School Music Association, receiving the highest award that they give, kind of like the junior high all-state equivalent to what the high school received last year in the all-state program. That was the equivalent for the junior high. So I want to congratulate the entire junior high staff there and the music program.
But you start them young over there. If they're winning awards in the junior high, it's no surprise they're winning them in high school.
Exactly. You know, and Rod Hyde and I have made the comments, the few places that he and I have been and heard, our junior high band is better than a lot of high school bands in places that that we've been around and been to and been to ball games at and all. So we're just very, very proud of them, and their hard work is sure paying off, and also congratulations to them. Hey, also tomorrow night out here at the primary and intermediate school here at Edgewood, we have the second annual health fair. And if you were out there last year, you'll remember that we had a ton of people that came. We served food to about 500 people last year, and not everybody ate. There's vendors and, like I said, food and all. It's just a great time. Vicki Coffey, our nutrition director, and her staff does a fantastic job every day. But putting this together last year at this time, didn't quite know what to expect. But I was over there in a booth myself and with Bossy the cow we were signing pictures. Old number 61 was signing pictures and all, and just having a great time. It was just a wonderful time, and encourage everyone tomorrow night, if you've got a half hour or more, to come over, eat some good free food, and we'll get you all fixed up there. So
yeah, you had me at free food. That's always the good hook.
Tons of free samples and just a great time. So, and then our Unified Track team had its another meet last night. I was very, very fortunate to get to start that last night, and what a great experience that is. Indian Creek came over in Bedford, North Lawrence last night. Last week we ran against the Terre Haute, both Terre Haute schools, and all of them. What a great experience that is for those kids, and what a great turnout from parents and community to watch that last night. So, want to congratulate all of our Unified Track coaches, our special ed staff, teachers, and all. What a great number of events that is during the spring, and we're just kind of very proud of them on that. And then a week after next, Wednesday, 2 weeks from tomorrow, we will have our second corporation long-range planning committee meeting. We are taking a look ahead. What we're looking at is between the years 2020 and 2025, our debt service is going to be at a place to where we're going to be able to make upgrades, maybe additions, and all to our facilities inside and out. And the ultimate goal is that we're going to be able to do all that without raising any taxes.
Well, people like the sound of that.
Yeah, we're going to be able to keep taxes exactly where they're at. And
now, what do you just do a study? Just go through your buildings and see who needs repair work? Obviously, you've got ADA stuff and things you have to worry about as well. Is it just kind of like an assessment?
Exactly. We do a number of things. First of all, we did a study with Dr. Boyd to look at what our growth is going to be, and we kind of have two factors there. We have the charter school that opened up that took about 100 of our kids, and then we have I-69 that in the next 5 years is projecting through our demographic study that we got from the Chamber of Commerce is saying that we're going to that Ellettsville is going to grow about 18% in the next 5 years.
Wow.
So that's kind of a balancing act there and a guess on how much we're going to grow. So we take that into account. And then we have our architect, George Link, from BC Corporation down in Evansville, who has worked with our corporation for a number of years, dating back way before I got here, that knows our buildings well. And he has done two walkthroughs to look at everything, like you said, everything from our compliances to, you know, what is going to be needing replaced as far as heating and air and all. You know, our buildings are in pretty good shape overall. However, you know, just like your house, after you build your house, when it becomes 20 years old, there are certain things that you need to do to it to keep it up and
absolutely right.
And all, and with our newest building, buildings being 20 years old, that's the case. We have a certain number of things that need replaced. We have a couple air handlers. One, we could do a commercial on our one at the high school because it's the age of the building, 1965 original, and now it's running on fumes, but it's still running. And Dave Bowman, our heating and air specialist, give him a world of credit keeping it going. But that's one of the infrastructure things that is definitely a must that we need to take care of here. And looking at, like I said, everything from heating and air to, you know, compliances to our outside facilities to any upgrade that we need to make. And like I said, with the debt that we have coming off between 20 and 25, we're going to be able to do the upgrades that we have to do without raising taxes. And we're already working on that, planning ahead and making sure that we do it right. And all in keeping the kids first, along with being mindful of our good taxpayers.
Exactly.
And also,
preventative medicine.
A huge thing there. So we're really excited about that. And like you said, graduation, the first Saturday in June for us there, June the 3rd, I believe. Looking ahead, and I'll be getting out the old regalia here for long. Make sure it's
get the dust off of it. That's right. Make sure everything still fits.
Pressed and ready to roll. So
unbelievable. How are you guys doing on snow days, school days, makeup days? It seems like we didn't have too many of them. Is your calendar pretty clear? Is that run out?
Yeah, we're clear. We have made up our 2 days, and the 2 days that we missed were both before Christmas.
That's unbelievable.
I know, and if you remember back, ours really wasn't for snow. One was for ice, and the other one was for freezing rain.
Yeah,
so,
I thought there was a fog delay in there, too. It wasn't even the normal traditional Indiana winter.
Exactly. We've had three total delays for fog. Two were in the same week. And those out there listening, that Monday was as thick as fog as can be. And then on that Wednesday, they put us under that fog advisory about 5 o'clock that morning.
Right.
It was headed this way, and it was projected to be here between 6, about 6:30, right in the middle of the first of our two bus runs, right in the middle of our secondary bus run. And so I took all that information into account, and then, you know, it really didn't get that foggy. So I had a few of our folks ask me, you know, Mike, help me understand, and I certainly understand their question. And on that particular day, it was taking in account the projections, the forecast that was made that we were going to get hit hard with dense fog between 6:30 and 7 that morning, right in the middle of that first run. So I took that and erred on the side of caution, on the safe side, and it really didn't get that foggy. And a few people rightfully asked, you know, Mike, help me understand, because, you know, that puts us in a bind of getting the kids where they need to go. So that's the reason why all the information that I was given indicated that during that time we were going to get hit hard with some really, really thick fog, and it didn't happen till later. So those things happen every now and then. We've been pretty fortunate in our calls, but that one wanted to give our listeners a reason and an explanation of what happened that particular morning. So.
And not having to deal with weeks or extra days or even guessing on it, that always helps make the calendar run a little bit more smoothly. So here's to a great end of April, and May will get rolling, and we'll check in with you right before graduation and put a bow on it. How does that sound?
That sounds fantastic. Boy, it's that time of year again. I love the month of May we had spring football here. We were talking about that earlier off the air, and I think we're in good hands there and going to have a great fall. And basketball, I think we're in great hands. So I'm
it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Exactly right. And if this weather sticks around like it's been, we'll be all right with that as well. Hey, great job as always. We know you're very busy. We appreciate your time on a Tuesday morning.
Hey, appreciate all you guys do for us, and thank you.